Local news for foreigners, weekdays 20 to 6pm. Stay tuned for the latest local news updates. Wiadomości lokalne w języku angielskim dla cudzoziemców. Tylko w Radiu R. Poniedziałek, piątek, 17.40. Serwis informacji lokalnych dla cudzoziemców realizowany jest we współpracy z lingwistyką stosowaną UMCS. Tell your friends. Poinformuj swoich znajomych. Radio R. Local news bulletins for foreigners.
It's time for local news for foreigners. This is Alicja Janusz and Joanna Mirek on Radio R Local News in English. In the beginning, Lublin is ready to receive pilgrims during the World Youth Days. The basic rental rates for municipal flats will be rising beginning from tomorrow. And last but not least, the program 500 Plus launches. Registration is possible from tomorrow. The local government states it's clear. We are ready for that. We'll tell you more in a moment. Stay tuned.
The World Youth Days will take place in June in Krakow. The participants will come to Polish bishoprics earlier in order to take part in Days of Remuneration. This time is an ideal occasion to promote the city and the region. Authorities claim they are ready for that and their appropriate units are still working to ensure security. President of the city, Krzysztof Żuk, says,
"We would like all who will be in Lublin at that time to feel safe and comfortable. We would like them to remember Lublin because of its cultural offer we would like to provide them as well. Together with the Marshal and the Archbishop, we would like to invite not only participants of those meetings, but also residents of Lublin and its region to take part in the public concert. Nonetheless, first of all, what I'd like to tell you is that our city will make the great as regards ensuring safety and organizational support. Secondly, what we want all the participants to know is that our protection services specialized in managing crisis situations will guarantee safety and protection.
Z drugiej strony, nasze służby od zarządzania kryzysowego zapewnią bezpieczeństwo i chcielibyśmy o tym również głośno powiedzieć uczestnikom.
The main events in Lublin will take place on Arena Lublin on 23rd July. This day we can expect a special mobilization of the city cultural organization as well as additional rides of city buses. Simply speaking, there will be a few occasional attractions. Do not forget about possibility of increased control by services. It's sure that these holidays are to be extraordinary. Dear citizens of Lublin, according to the decision of local authorities, the basic rental rate for municipal flats will be rising from tomorrow, being precise, rising for 0.21 PLN. Today it is still 6.14 PLN, however after the changes it will count 6.35 PLN. This bad news can concern even 9,000 of Lublin families. Also other changes are rising. For example, rental for social flats, which is to be increased from 1.18 PLN to 1.25 PLN per flat. We should also remember that flats with rising standards have other rates than basic rate. Currently, the medium rate in this segment is 5.61 PLN. City authorities explain the rises with the fact that present charges are not sufficient to function on the system and simply too low. The last rise took place in June 2012. From 1st April, that is from tomorrow, registration to the 500 Plus program will be launched. The leading program, well known from the campaign of Law and Justice Party, wasn't a piece of cake for the local governments. It seems that the organization of it went well and no delays are foreseen. Applications are to be submitted in particular points as well as per internet, says Magdalena Sudu from the City Family Welfare Center.
There are seven citizen service offices, so-called BOM, five branches of the City Family Welfare Center, MOP, as well as 25 educational institutions such as primary and grammar schools, along with school complexes. More information concerning contact data and office hours of the aforementioned organizations is available on our internet page www.mob.pl in the section Family 500+. All you need to do is to fill in the application application form, submit it in a given center and send it via Polish Post Service or per email.
The program foresees the support in form of 500 PLN for every family which has at least two children. If the net income per one person is not higher than 800 PLN, the support is also possible for a family with only one child. Acceptance of applications begins at 1st April.
The latest local news update has been brought to you by Joanna Mirek and Alicja Janusz of MCS University Applied Linguistics Division.
Serwis informacji lokalnych dla cudzoziemców realizowany jest we współpracy z lingwistyką stosowaną u MCS.